866-277-8622.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're back to the real world here. Temperatures have gotten back to where they should be. 36 degrees where I live in Kennebunk, and after a week of 70s and 80s, after several weeks of 70s and 80s, we're back to where we should be. And a lot of us have been talking about lawns and what we should be doing at this time of the year. So I called a good friend, Barry Green, from the Jonathan Green Lawn Company, to see if he could give you some tips on what you should be doing at this time of the year to ensure that you have a good lawn, just in case we have a hot and dry summer. Barry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure, Barry. Glad you were able to join us this morning. I know you've been traveling all over the place trying to get ready for the springtime.
I have been.
Tell us how important and how much time we have to control crabgrass.
Well, crabgrass is normally controlled before it germinates, and in a normal year, we're not going to really see crabgrass germinating until early May. This year is a little different. It may germinate a little earlier because we've had such early warm temperatures. You were saying I was traveling, and yes, I was just in Chicago yesterday, and I was with somebody who had a soil thermometer, and they took the soil temperature. It was 62 degrees, which was highly unusual. So this year, maybe we want to get that pre-emergent control down a little early. There are a number of them on the market. Ours is Dimension, and it does have one benefit because it will control the crabgrass even after it germinates, which is nice. So that might be something to look at this year.
So it will kill the seed, and if it misses some and some crabgrass does germinate, it will be able to kill the seedlings.
That's correct. It's up to the three-leaf stage. Crabgrass is a seven-leaf plant, but if you can get it, the three-leaf stage is normally going to take you into, say, the first week of June in the New England and New York market.
Now, do you have an organic way that you can control crabgrass also? Because I know there's a lot of people that are trying to keep things more natural.
We do, and we are finding in our company that is the trend. People are very interested in using an organic product. And we do. It's called Organic Weed Control, and it's made from corn gluten. It's very effective. It does take a little. You've got to use it a few years in a row to get virtually complete control. But it is effective, but it must be used pre-emergently before the crabgrass, and in this case, it's not just for crabgrass, it's also for broadleaf weeds like dandelions. So you can get both weed types, but it must be put down before they germinate, which means that we want to use that fairly soon.
Okay. Now, once you put the product down, how important is it that we keep it wet?
Well, now on the organic weed control, yes, you do want to water it in because you want to create that pre-emergent barrier below the surface of the soil. But we found with corn gluten that you don't want to continue it to water it. One good watering, get that barrier set up, and then lay off the watering for a couple weeks, because what we have learned is that, and we do say this on the package, that continual watering tends to weaken the barrier. A little bit of natural rainfall is okay, but, you know, and I think it's too early for people to have their irrigation system on. But you don't want, in that initial period, in the first couple of weeks when you're getting the barrier established, constant watering makes the barrier break down faster. So you don't want to water it as much.
Okay. Now, people want to plant some grass seed. They've had a winter that's been open, no snow covered, a lot of dead patches here and there. Does Jonathan Green have a product that allows you to plant grass seed and kill crabgrass at the same time?
Yes, we do. It's called Crabgrass Preventer Plus New Seeding Fertilizer. And the control here is called the Siguron. People may know it by its brand name, 2%. It's the only product that can creates a barrier that will stop the crabgrass as it's germinating, as it's coming up, pushing up towards the surface, but allow the root system of the new grass seedlings to pass through the other way, pass through it from the top down, you know, reaching into the soil. So it's a very unique product, and we sell quite a bit of it.
And that's something that you can apply at the same time that you're seeding, or do you apply it before?
You apply it at the same time you're seeding. The barrier, remember, the grass seed, for grass seed to germinate, the soil temperature should consistently be 55 degrees. And, we're there, funny enough, in Chicago and maybe, somewhere New Jersey or south, we might be achieved that. But New England, we're probably not there yet. So you get that, put down your crabgrass with new seeding, establish the barrier. You're going to have waited at least a week or two for the seed to germinate. And by then the barrier is all established. So you can do both at the same time.
Okay. Now, if you're going to be putting in a new lawn berry, could you tell our listeners what steps and you would follow when you're putting down a new lawn?
Yes. And I get this question all the time, and people always want to know, you know, like, what order do I do things? And actually, the order isn't as important as just doing these things. The first you do is you want to establish a good seed bed. You want to get good, make good what we call seed to soil contact. So, raking the lawn, putting some lines in the soil with that the tip of the rake blade help, because you create little furrows for the seed to settle in. The second is you want to choose the right grass seed. You remember, the lawn will never be better than the grass seed you plant it to, so you want to use a good one. Many people have looked at our Black Beauty and Black Beauty Ultra mixes lately. They seem to work in many situations. And then, so you put your seed down with your spreader, following the spreader settings. Now you're going to want to use a new seeding fertilizer. And you can use one such as new seeding fertilizer, the crabgrass preventer, or you can just use a traditional new seeding fertilizer without any crabgrass preventer in it. Now, one trick to remember, crabgrass doesn't come on in the shade, so don't waste your money putting out a crabgrass preventer in the shade. And then the most important step, well, they're all important, but MagiCal. MagiCal is just a huge help here, because MagiCal is going to raise the soil pH and release trapped nutrients and create a perfect environment for that seed to grow. So those, and then if you're on a slope or you're afraid of washout, you might put down some what we call green mulch. It's a mulch you sprinkle over the surface of the seed, and when it gets some water or rainfall, it absorbs it and it expands and it holds the seed next to the ground, creates like a nice blanket for it. You don't have to use that. That's only if you're really afraid of washouts. But that's it. Scratch the ground, seed, new seeding fertilizer of some sort, and MagiCal. Now, what I meant by the order is, it doesn't, even though I would put the seed down first, but the other steps, they can be done one right after the other on the same day. So it doesn't really matter the order. They all have a positive synergistic effect on each other. And that's the steps.
So that they can do everything in the same day. So get a good night's sleep before, and maybe even a tube of Bengay if you've got a big area, and get out there and get it done.
Well, if you know, if it's such a large area that raking is impossible, I mean, you can, and most people, of course, don't rake. They just put the seed down with a spreader. As long as the seed touches the soil, then you're going to have success. Now, that sounds strange. People say, well, how could it not touch the soil? Well, if you've got a heavy layer of thatch, you know, a spongy, overgrown root system that's up out of the ground, you'll know you have that because you can't see the soil when you walk on the grass. It's like walking on a sponge. If you have that, it's not reaching the soil. It will germinate in that. But if that thatch dries out, then the root system may not make it. So that's what we mean by good seed-to-soil contact. Rent a power rake if it's a big area. Or just, you can do it without the raking, but you may not have as much seed germinate. So, but many people do and have success anyway. It's a pretty foolproof method. And these, the Black Beauty plant that I mentioned before is so deeply rooted that it will drill through heavy clay soil and works well in sandy soil. It's quite beautiful.
Okay. Barry, hold on a second. We're going to take a break. We come back. I want you to tell our listeners what the difference is between the old-fashioned powdered lime and your new Magic Cal. I think they're going to be really surprised.
Would you be happy to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The BioMat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Good morning and welcome again to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Barry Green from the Jonathan Green Lawn Company. And one of the products that Jonathan Green came out 3, 4, 5 years ago is something that I just love, and it's this Magic Cal. It's a substitute for lime. But Barry, tell our listeners the ratio difference, the weight difference, and the time that it takes to work compared to lime in your soil.
Well, Magic Cal is 10 times more concentrated and more effective than limestone, whether it's granular or pulverized or pelletized lime. Magic Cal is a lot more concentrated. And it will work in 2 weeks, where lime can take up to 6 months to break down. There's a couple reasons for that. Regular lime, and people may not know that lime is basically the remains of ancient seashells, and the calcium raises the pH in the soil. The pH is very, very important in growing grass because weeds like acidic soil, and neutral soil is favored by grass plants. Grass plants will thrive in neutral soils. So the pH is an important indicator of the soil health. But lime is on average about 5% calcium, and regular lime is. And Magic Cal is 35% calcium, but it's also completely soluble. So it's immediately available to the plant. And it also has humates in it. And humates actually stimulate the beneficial soil microbes. So this is going to raise the pH and release trapped nutrients. Very, very interesting product. Probably the single most important thing you can do for your lawn besides planting the right grass. Makes a huge difference. Will green up the lawn actually on its own too because of the release of the trapped nutrients. So it's a big seller for us, very popular.
Well, I'll tell you, Barry, when I first started working in the gardening industry, the month of March, April, and May, every Monday morning, we would unload a 10-ton truck of 50-pound bags of powdered lime, and by the weekend, it was all gone, and it just about killed us. And you would see cars come in, and we would tell them, you need one bag per 1,000 square feet. Most people had about half an acre. So they would take 10 to 20 bags in their trunk, And, you know, 20 bags at 50 pounds each, that's a lot of weight to carry, unload from the car, put in the spreader, push it back and forth. While MagiCal, one bag is equivalent to 10 bags of lime. And that's a big savings, money-wise, and time and on your back.
Well, it certainly is, and those are the good old days when people were willing to do all that. But today I find people look at you like you're crazy if you tell them, you know, because they still have lime, and we don't sell it as much as they used to in the garden centers that I work in. But it's there. But here's the wonderful thing. I've seen most people would use pelletized lime these days, and that would average about $7 a bag at retail. But if you needed 10 of them, which you do still, it would be $70. And that same bag of MagiCal that will do 10,000 square feet on average is going to retail for about $28. So it's significantly less and significantly more effective. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. There's very little lime being sold once they realize that MagiCal is an option. That's what we find.
And it's great to use in the vegetable garden also, because it will make the fertilizer more available to the plant. It will prevent blossom end rot on tomatoes and squashes. So it's not just for the lawn, it's for the flower beds, for the perennial beds, and for the vegetable garden also.
Well, exactly right, Paul. And the other interesting thing, I don't know how many listeners know it, but I'm sure you've probably educated them on this already, is many of the states have gone to a no-phosphorus law. They don't want phosphorus in fertilizer anymore because they're concerned about the, water and algae blooms. And there's some truth to that if it's spread near water sources. So phosphorus, which is the middle number on a fertilizer analysis, like 10-6-4, the 6 would be phosphorus. They don't have it anymore. So where are you going to get it from? Because the grass plant root system likes phosphorus to grow deep. Well, MagiCal will release that trapped phosphorus that's in the soil already. It's there. We've been putting it down for years. Now we can sort of unlock that phosphorus that's there. So many benefits to MagiCal.
Wonderful. Barry, thank you so much for joining us this morning and educating our listeners. Again, thank you for all your help.
Oh, thank you for having me, Paul.
So the problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my priceless azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruitflies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit them hard, hit them first. With Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope that gave you some information that's going to help you. This Magical, it's a neat product, and as Barry told you, yes, it's about a third the cost, and the weight difference is unbelievable. You're talking a 40-pound bag compared to 10 50-pound bags, and you're getting results in 2 weeks rather than 6 months. So lots to do. You know, it is April, and it's time to get out in the yard. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Laura from Maine with a question about raised garden beds.
Hey, Laura, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Would you explain the procedures for raised beds for dahlias and raspberries about 4 feet high by 6 feet long?
Okay, so you want to raise the bed itself?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my garden in Kennebunk, half of it is regular level, and the other half is a raised bed.
Yes.
And what I did is I used some 4x4 timbers.
Yes.
And I nailed them or spiked them so they are too high. So they're 8 inches raised above the regular height of the garden. I set that down on top of the ground. and spaced them about 2 feet apart and took all the soil out of my walkway and threw it into the raised bed.
Yes.
Filled a walkway with some gravel and grass clippings and things like that. And then added some animal manure, some compost, and some additional topsoil. And I try and use my raised bed for my root crops, for my carrots, for my beets, for my onions. The soil tends to warm up faster. So what I will do is in the middle of one of the beds, I've put up some wire fencing about 4 feet high, and I plant peas on both sides of my fence because I'm getting that up now. And then I'll also plant a couple of rows of spinach. Once the spinach is done, then I will plant beans in that area. But the whole process of a raised bed is it allows you to plant earlier in the season because of drainage. And if you have a heavy clay-type soil, it makes a big, big difference, because if you get a wet spring, lots of rain, the water can drain freely out of the raised bed, collect in the walkway, and your soils don't get all muddy. Because it's higher than the rest of the garden, it will also warm up faster. So that gives me the advantage of planting peas before everybody else in a regular bed, because the ground is warmer. It's going to germinate faster and grow quicker, so I can get a second crop in that same area. The other thing that it does, and in your case you have raspberries, it will confine a plant that will spread. So like strawberries, raspberries have a tendency to stay locked up in that area because of the wood barrier that you have built all the way around. And you can use any kind of material. I have a friend that had some old metal, kind of a siding type material that was about 15 inches in width. And he just dug a hole, inserted the plastic edging, filled it with soil, and that aluminum edging held the soil as well as a pressure-treated timber. Stay away from railroad ties, because they put oil in them. And the old-fashioned railroad ties could create a problem with pollution in the soil and hurt the vegetable and you in the long run. But if you're able to do a raised bed, it will give you a 2-week head start on anything that you can grow. And during a season where it's wet, it's unbelievable. Your soil never gets muddy because it's able to drain. It still holds the same amount of water, but it gets rid of the excess a lot faster. Great question. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next? Tom, who's next?
Anne Marie from Massachusetts with a question about roses.
Anne Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have not too much left of this rose bush, a couple long shoots. They're about 40 years old, the main bush. But they have some kind of whitish spots on them, and I was wondering what is causing that.
The red spots are on the stalks of your...
Right, right.
Okay. And Marie, if you take your fingernail and you scratch at it, does it come off?
Right.
Say that again?
It might. I didn't try that yet.
Okay, it sounds to me, if you can go outside today, if you take your fingernail and you scratch it, and it comes off, it could be an insect called scale. And the best way to get rid of scale on your plant is to use something called all-season oil. It's a natural way of controlling a lot of insects in your garden, and you can use it on all of your plants, annuals, perennials, and vegetables, and roses especially. The way that the oil works, when you apply it to the plant, it creates a film. And the film will plug up the pores on the insect. The insect can't breathe, so it slowly suffocates the insect and their eggs so that you have less of an insect problem. Now, I wouldn't prune your roses just yet. My rule of thumb for you for pruning roses, especially this year, the way the weather's been bouncing around, when the Red Sox go to Fenway Park and play baseball for real, that's when you prune your roses. They're still in spring training. Leave your roses alone. I mean, this morning at my house in Kennebunk, we were 19. It's now 36, but at 6 o'clock in the morning, it was 19 degrees. So you don't want to do a lot of pruning on roses at this time of the year. Give it another couple of weeks. You can feed them now. That would help. The other thing that you can do is to put a layer about an inch, maybe 2 inches thick, around the plant of either pine bark mulch, compost, pine needles, something like that to help retain the moisture. Rose bushes are hungry and they require a lot of water. The average rose needs 3 to 5 gallons of water per plant per week. And that's why a lot of people don't have good results with roses. They don't water enough. They also need to be fed on a regular basis. And if you're using a granular, use it every 6 to 8 weeks because it's a slow release and it will last that long. If you're using a liquid, like Miracle-Gro, you need to do it every 2 weeks because the liquid food does not last as long as a granular fertilizer. Okay? So just by trying that, I would think that you're going to see an increase in new shoots develop on your plant. So the middle of April, when the baseball season starts, cut back your plant so that it's about 18 to 24 inches tall. Feed it now. Add some mulch. If the sun stays dry, water as needed, and especially during the summer, and feed often, and you'll have a beautiful, beautiful rose bush. It really, really does help. The other thing, I know that the weather has been warm, and a lot of you have been emailing me. You have tulips up, you have daffodils, you have crocuses. Don't worry about it. The plants can tolerate the cold weather. With the return of the warm weather, animals have broken out of hibernation early. And they're looking for food. So that if you have tulips and crocuses and rabbits have been a problem in the past, then get a good repellent to put on and around your tulips and crocuses. Shake Away makes a rabbit repellent that is very, very good. Daffodils and hyacinths are not eaten by rabbits or any other animal. They are poisonous, and somehow the animal knows that, and they will not eat your daffodils or your hyacinths, but they will eat your tulips and crocuses. So get some Shake Away. Apply it around the plant and on the foliage, and that will help a great deal to prevent damage to those plants. And that's something that you should be doing now. Watch the weather. I'm pretty sure we have rain. So if it's going to rain, wait until the rain has passed and then apply it. If we can help you, 855-660-4261.
Want a great-looking, carefree lawn? Get proactive by improving your soil with Jonathan Green Organics. At the very root, Jonathan Green Organics create the ideal conditions in the soil to grow a beautiful lawn. And they're formulated with complex organic feed-grade ingredients, so they're safe to use around kids and pets. Rejuvenate your lawn with our organic lawn fertilizer, fortified with amino acids and humates to improve soil life. For poor soil conditions, use Natural Beauty Lawn Fertilizer to increase root growth and enhance water retention. Apply MagiCal Soluble Calcium to balance your soil's pH levels, reduce stress, and release trapped nutrients. Just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of using up to 10 bags of regular lime. And stop weeds before they sprout with our Organic Weed Control Plus Fertilizer. The new American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-step program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden centre. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com, with the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7, with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's Palm Sunday, and for those of you that get my weekly newsletter, on Thursday, we will have two big stories. One on all of the potted plants available for Easter and how to take care of them, and all of the best cut flowers. So if you don't get the newsletter, go to paulparent.com, click on sign up for newsletter, just put in your email address, and you will receive it free every week on Thursday. But this week we're going to concentrate on the best cut flowers and how to choose them, and the best potted plants and how to care for them. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Phil from Cape Cod with a question about potatoes.
About potatoes, okay. How can we help you with your potatoes? Good morning.
I've been growing them for the past couple of years, some blue ones and red ones. And I usually save some and put them in the basement. I put the red ones down there this year, and they have shoots on them 2 feet long. Should I cut those off?
Yeah, those are the eyes. Yeah, those are the eyes that starts the foliage. So they've already sprouted, and being 2 feet long, they may not work for you. You may have to buy some fresh seed. At this time, I mean, the most you want on your potatoes, when you set them on the ground, maybe 1 inch, possibly 2. But if they are that tall, I think you're going to have a problem.
There was only one shoot that came out of it, too. No more eyes than one. That was it.
Okay. So each potato has several eyes on it. So that one big shoot, snap them all off. Take them all off. And that way it won't pull the energy out of the potato, and when you go to set out the seed in another 3 or 4 weeks, there'll still be energy. The eyes or the buds will have the food that they need to begin to grow for you. What I would do in the meantime, break off all that new growth and see if you can cool them down.
Yeah, they've been in the basement. They're cool, yeah.
Okay. What you could do is, are they inside like a box or something like that?
Just in a paper bag.
Put the paper bag right on the cement floor. Or go to the supermarket and ask them for just a brown cardboard box. Set the cardboard box on the floor. Set your potatoes so they're not touching. And that way the air can circulate around them. They'll get better air circulation, and the coal from the concrete in the basement will prevent them from any future sprouting on your plant. And then you should be okay. But that real long sprout, take it right off at this point. Thank you. Real good question. And next week I'm going to tell you about a new product that came out from Bonide. I know some of you have grown potatoes and you've had a problem with nematodes on them that really destroy that potato. And Bonide has a brand new product that you can use in the soil at the time of planting that will prevent nematode damage. And they are the only company that has it, and it really, really does work. Now, if you get a chance today, I want you to check out a website. And it's something that I tried the last year, and I had great results. The website is called Grow, G-R-O-W, dash, point, P-O-I-N-T, .com. Growpoint.com. It was a product developed in New Hampshire, made in New Hampshire, and you put your plants in it, in your garden. It targets all the water for the roots, prevents cutworms, and I used it on my peppers. It was the best I ever had. So check out the website, growpoint.com. Have a great day, everybody.